BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
Today's Scott Mills Daily is a winner, Chris Stark.
Yep, agreed.
More of your local stories that would never make it as national news, but in your area, huge. Also, why Christmas parties are my absolute worst time of year. It's quite stressful for me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Please try and relate. Also, Charlie XCX is the next pop star to meet Superfan Steve, who knows everything about her because it's actually Chris with the answers in front of him next door. But we don't tell Charlie that, obviously. Welcome back, Chris.
Thank you very much.
Just to get you up to speed, we had some more local news on yesterday. The stuff that would never make national headlines, but in your area, can be front page news. It can be on like the news reports on the local news.
So was there some really, really minor stuff?
Well, there was a seagull, a hooligan seagull in Jersey that we learned about called Gulliver the Gull, which was vicious. It would kind of like lull you into a false sense of security and you'd be like, oh, and you'd be able to like go up to him and then he'll dive bomb you.
Never true of a seagull. You never look at a seagull and go, oh, they've got like sort of demon eyes.
Well, this one was vicious and like would steal everything. Here's a man on the beach having his hat removed from him.
Let go of my hat! Hey! Hey! You rat!
Yep, so eventually Gulliver had to be moved to another part of the island.
It brings me so much joy when people try to communicate in English to animals.
I know.
Especially in an aggressive way.
We've got some more.
Yeah. You rat!
We've got some more local news from you coming up. Stuff that would never make the national headlines. Also, two blokes called Pete and Baz we became aware of who make grime music at 70 years old.
What's with the 50p charge when I pay card? Came for the beggar ball scratchings and I came hard. Soon as I put the gloves on, I'ma get loud.
Two grime grandads there. It is true, though. What is with the 50p charge on a play card? That's not allowed anymore, I don't think.
What? I'm not even sure what he's going on about. The 50p card with it, when you pay card.
You know when you pay by card, they're like, I'm afraid that's going to be 50p. I'm like, why is it?
It's true. I never questioned it. I just thought that's what needed to happen.
I think it's off now.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah, I won on bangers.
I usually go with Chris, if I'm being honest.
Yes.
But I think I may be feeling a little bit more old school today. A little bit more of a throwback.
Just say my name.
I'm going to go for Scott.
Yeah. I won with a Leah more than a woman.
I wasn't there.
You weren't there.
Scott Mills.
Andy from Worcester says, Chris, are you suggesting it's better to communicate with animals in their own language?
It's a good point.
Really good point.
But I think it would have the same effect. If you barked at a dog in an angry way, essentially they wouldn't. No, it's kind of the same.
What are you talking about?
What I'm saying is the tone with which you do things. If you're chasing away a seagull, you might as well bark at it than go, oi, you, come here with my hat.
True. Because to them it's the same.
To them it's the same. You might as well go, woof.
Yeah, that is true. Oh, another thing you missed yesterday. We had Bastille and Marshmallow on.
God, I've missed a lot.
And Layla, our intern, who was on Grimmy's show, speaking to Dan from Bastille 6 years ago, and played him Floors on the ukulele.
So good.
She's now our intern, yeah. And we got her to play some other songs by Marshmallow and Bastille on her ukulele 6 years later.
I've seen the video. It's so good. Do you know what? She's having an unbelievable week. First week of being an intern, she's met Dan from Bastille.
Yeah.
Marshmallow.
Massive fan of him.
We got Francois the Nose to Sniffer.
Yeah, on her first day at work.
Welcome along.
Yeah, absolutely. Welcome to Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Worst time of year for you, this, isn't it? Thinking
Why?
About it. Well, this is where you've got to get your diary filled with all the Christmas parties, all those people that say that you're going to have Christmas drinks with.
Don't. It's the worst.
You know, all these individuals just appear saying, oh, we must do Christmas drinks, and you say yes every time.
Well, I can't say no, that's why.
You know how they say summer bodies are made in the winter? December diaries are made in November.
Yeah.
So you say yes to everything now, and then come early December, you have to send out those pathetic texts that you do saying, sorry, I've got filming.
Oh, don't.
Or, sorry, and it'll be some rubbish excuse.
Don't, honestly. It's stressing me out already. I have to scribble people out.
Oh, it's the worst. You say yes to everything. The whole of December gets filled, and then it's embarrassing seeing you send out those texts.
Now,
it's really bad, Scott. You've got to change it this year.
You know me so well. I'm not going to... maybe I just won't go to any. Although, I have just invited the whole team to our one.
Yes.
Did you get that invite earlier?
I did, yes. Fascinating venue for this year's one.
I know. We're going full traditional Christmas dinner. Middle East. That's what we're doing. I want all the foods. Falafel, hummus, shawarma, tabbouleh.
What's tabbouleh?
We're going in.
Very good.
Oh, apart from hummus, because you hate hummus.
Yeah, I hate hummus. Tabbouleh sounds nice. Scott
Mills. So we've been doing some of this local news this week, the stuff that would never, ever, ever make it to a national newspaper or online or TV station, but will be huge in your local area. The donkey that sings opera in Galway. The cat at Huddersfield train station. Massive in the area.
Been hearing a lot about that cat since, actually.
The vicious dive-bombing seagull. Huge story there from Jersey. Shout out to Jono, who happened to be listening to BBC Norfolk this morning. And, well, they did a whole phone-in, which just lends itself to this, about Norfolk's favourite car park.
This is Simon in Derbyshire. My favourite car park in Norfolk is the Norwich Airport Park and Ride. Not too pricey, regular buses, no fly tipping, a solid 8 out of 10.
That wouldn't get anywhere near national news. 8 out of 10 for that car park.
Gets you thinking, though, about the favourite car parks. What's your favourite, Scott?
Let's not do it.
Sandra says, good car park is the one with wide spaces and that's free. Love the banter each morning, says Sandra. Thank you.
Love the banter. I mean, with phone-in topics like that, what's not to love?
I think it would be the car park at Harrow View for me.
Right. I can't think of one at the moment.
No?
No, I actually can't.
Plenty of banter.
Yeah, so much banter. Love the show. Laura, have you got some local for me?
Yes. Well, I moved back to my hometown in Devon. Scary news in Manchester usually, so a bit of a shock to see in Devon. The breaking news was that a lady had her pizza delivered a week late.
Well, where was that? Where was that spotted?
It was in Exeter. Didn't really know how to deal with it, to be honest.
So, where did you see the story?
It was on Facebook. I don't know how to say it. So I was just checking, getting a bit updated since moving home. Saw that story and yeah, a bit shocked. Exeter's quite behind the times anyway. We don't even have what rhymes with Nuba, but no. I didn't realise times were that hard.
Well, when you live in a big city like Manchester, then you go back to, you know, Devon, it's a bit of a gear change. Not always in a bad way either.
No, it's quite nice. I saw last week another guy complained because his KFC gravy spilled down his leg and burnt him. Mm. So it's another nice story.
Yeah, well, this is the kind of thing that makes headlines in places like Devon.
Yeah, no, it's all going on here. This is where the action's at.
I think you're writing off the headline too easily, guys. Think about it. A week late, which means that it was delivered. Someone's turned up a week late. What happened to the delivery driver that took him a week?
Yeah, I don't know. All I saw really was the picture. She had the big kind of classic compo face on. I guess they did it for free, but
compo
she probably would have eaten by
then. I saw a mad thing the other day, right? I was getting on the train. It was to this stag do last weekend. I was getting on at London's King's Cross. Right. And the guy who sat on opposite me was a full on delivery driver for one of those Uber Eats things. Had it written all over him and he had the box next to him.
On the train.
Why was he on the train?
And he got off at Darlington. Now, that is either an epic delivery that guy has gone and done. You don't appreciate the effort that these delivery guys go to.
Oh, I saw a thing once where they got some guys got the pizza delivered at the train station. The guy ran up through the station and gave it through the window.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I tried to do that with Caroline Flat once. They weren't having it.
Brilliant.
Cool story, Scott. Literally, open the door, say thanks, close the door again. Yeah. They weren't having it.
How did it work, though, with tickets? Because you've got to get through all the barriers.
Yeah, we didn't think about that.
That's kind of their issue. If they really want to make the delivery, they will. They'll jump the barriers.
That's the tip.
I'm so confused with the delivery guy going from London to Darlington. Like, just get one in the local area.
Right. So logic states that probably he was just going home and he was wearing all his work gear and he had his box with him. But I like to think it was a delivery.
Scott Mills. More of your local headlines. Nick, what have you got for me?
Elvis the Asbo parrot.
Sorry?
Elvis the Asbo parrot.
There's a parrot with an Asbo.
It got threatened with an Asbo, yeah.
You sounded really sinister there. You sounded like what you were dropping was a secret code to the Russians or something across the airwaves.
Yeah.
Elvis, the Asbo parrot, probably means something's about to go down.
It might do.
You can't get Asbos anymore.
What do you mean you can't get Asbos?
They're just not a thing. One of my boyfriend's friends, his nickname is Asbo, and I don't know if that's because he's got one. I don't know.
Or had one.
But they were abolished in 2015.
Were they? Yeah. I just assumed Asbos were still on.
No. When's the last time you heard of someone getting one?
Hello.
And anyway, is this your parrot, Nick?
No, it's not my parrot, no.
And it got an Asbo, what, because it's swearing or something?
It kept dying bombing everybody and nicking all the legs off the roof. Damaging lampposts, nicking underwear.
That's brilliant.
Nicking and they, underwear.
And they thought by the problem would be solved by giving the parrot an Asbo.
Yeah, it got moved away. It got moved down to Shropshire and it must have had some rehab or something and then it's come back all right now. It's at garden centre.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Radio
1. You know, one of our favourite songs of all time is the Michael Jackson song by £1 Fishman.
Right, so a lot of people don't know that the guy that was on Britain's Got Talent, come on, ladies.
£1 Fish.
Also had another song which was a tribute to Michael Jackson.
Well, we only discovered this when we spoke to him one time and he told us about this second song. We were like, oh my word, there's a second song?
But it is the most requested thing that we ever get on Bumbleo. Every week people are like, play Michael Jackson. So there's a new version.
Oh, just heard a little clip of it there. This has made me so excited. Hang on. I had to text Scott the other evening.
Right, let me play the original first then.
Michael Jackson, we still love you. We will love you, Michael Jackson.
No music, just a cappella.
Michael Jackson, we all love you. We all miss you, Michael Jackson. How can we find you again? Your song's always in my brain. You made wonders, though still wonders, will be wonders, Michael Jackson.
That is a great tribute. Okay, so what have you got?
Well,
tell everyone, this is great.
Unbelievable news. So seemingly that did quite well. That actually got quite a lot of views on the video. So some genius decided to make an actual music video for it and reversion the song with full production. And only heard that. I cannot believe no one has sent it or has taken this long for us to be made aware of it.
Yeah.
And I just want to share it with everyone because if you love the original, you'll hopefully love this.
Right. So they've put some proper production in here. The guitar solo.
It's unbelievable. He's like a rock star. This has had something like 200,000 views, Scott.
So somewhere in the world, this song did really well.
Oh, we think so.
Yeah. No!
Everyone is still on your moonwalk. You are the creator, lovely moonwalk. It was brilliant.
Sound a bit like Eminem.
Michael Jackson.
Oh yes, there's a choir.
We all love you.
It's the best.
We all miss you.
Michael Jackson.
They should do this on the group song in X Factor.
Yes.
We all love you.
Listen to it.
It's ready for a stadium, this.
Scott Mills.
Every Wednesday, just to celebrate the fact that we've made it halfway through the week, we play the Gypsy Kings, Cos Exotic, Bumbleo, and we all just have a little dance around. Just because it's halfway through the working week. Should we do it?
Yeah. Really need this today, Scott. Clocks change and all that.
First up, some classic Gemma Collins.
Guys, I know the right thing to do would be to not have this blow dry, but...
You've been whinging about the whole time.
You know the situation with me, yeah. So if I have it done, you ain't got to put up with the moaning, but I'm happy to boil kettle water all day.
Babe, we've had no
to keep you warm.
We've had no hot water and appliances before. It's not that big a deal. We've done it before.
Go get it, girl.
It's something that really means a lot to me because you know that I've nearly had a breakdown since I've been in the Big Brother house about my hair.
Why did they agree to that?
Just to be clear, Gemma Collins wanted a blow dry. It meant that the rest of the house had no hot water.
On Big Brother. Unbelievable. From last week on the show, Anne-Marie meets her biggest fan.
Steve. Steve.
Give me a sec, Steve. Hang on.
Sporty Spice.
Over to Radio 4, Gardeners Question Time.
London N1P1RU. Details of all of those, of course, on the Gardeners Question Time pages of the Radio 4 website. Another question, please.
Good afternoon. I'm Dick Soper from Great Saxham.
This is an opera donkey in Ireland. More classic Gemma.
There. How are you, darling? You look absolutely stunning.
Thank you. Put a bit of weight on, but...
No, you are rocking it. You look absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, have a great day, hon. Bye. See what I'm saying? Women get down about their weight, and this is why I'm here, to change their lives. Giving that lady that compliment today will make her feel special. Do you want to get a release form from her? Run after her. Run after her. We need the release form.
Newsbeat.
And we've got to do it again.
Michael Jackson.
Come on, everyone.
We all love you. We all love you. We all miss you. Michael Jackson.
Turn it up loud.
This is the new We Will Rock You, in my opinion. A lot of people saying Christmas number one, Scott.
I really like what they've done with it. They've totally stepped it up. It's actually epic.
Everyone is still follow your moonwalk. You are the creator, lovely moonwalk. But it was brilliant. It's still brilliant. Will be brilliant. Michael Jackson.
Come on. On the radio.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
We all love you.
Yeah.
We all miss you.
Michael Jackson.
I'm a lion.
Wow.
I love this game.
Liam in Swansea is weak at this week's gap. Crying. Liz from Wigan's been on. Ben from Bristol's pressing his button for best thing of the year so far. Hello, Kieran. Delivering all the parcels in York. Felix in Droitwich, as always. John in Devon, all the regulars.
Emma in Coventry, bumbling with a broken leg today.
Oh,
you get better soon.
Hello, Sean in Oxford. What a guitar solo, I know. Ivan and his mate welding somewhere in Somerset. Sam, Dave and Steve in Midsummer Norton. Just live there.
Where?
Another great story, Midsummer Norton.
TV show, isn't it?
No, that's Midsummer Murders.
Oh.
Adam and Lewis in Worcester. Lewis has got a bit of a hangover. Michael Jackson really helped.
Keith on his digger in Stafford.
Matt and Bryn in Plymouth. You two actually have the best job ever.
True.
True. That's from Kieran at the Budget Ibis in Leicester.
Nice.
Very small toilet.
Brad and Claire bumbling in Grassington right now.
Hang on, my texts are frozen. Oh, Jack in Milton Keynes.
Yummy. Yummo. Have you another dick back there?
Have you got a spare dick?
Lewis Bumbleang at work. Oh, this is sweet. He says, you guys make me laugh every day. Thank you, Lewis.
Every day.
Monday to Thursday.
Thomas in Devon, moving house. Dan in Stoke, painting a fence in the rain. What's the point? And Dixon, on his way to Lancashire, he just got fired.
Oh, no.
Hope you're right.
Scott Mills.
Guess who's back? 10 past 3.
Steve.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Dunk is looking forward to that, aren't you, Dunk?
Oh, yes. Cannot wait.
Sorry, I've only met you, like, now, and I call you Dunk already. That's really, really weird of me.
Can you really shorten Duncan to Dunk? Do people do that?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
Okay, so you don't mind, even though it's our first meeting?
No, it's all okay. Good.
Where do you live, please, and what do you do?
I'm in Ibstock in Leicestershire.
And your job is?
I am a pharmaceutical operator.
Okay, right, if I saw that on a badge, I wouldn't know what that means. So can you fill me in, Dunk?
Basically, I work in a pharmaceutical company dispensing tablets and pills and things like that.
Okay,
cool.
And also, you do some volunteer work as well?
Yes, I volunteer with the police.
Oh, you've got it all going on, haven't you?
Yeah, I keep myself busy.
And also, you've got a delayed bonfire night going on, like a big family get-together this weekend. It goes on forever now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Like, the fireworks are still on every night.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of... I sound like Gemma Collins now. I'm a massive fan. I'm a big fan of whenever there's, like, a big event, like Halloween, bonfire night, New Year's, actually not really celebrating it on the night it's meant to be, but doing it the next day or the day before.
Yeah.
Just feels like a better deal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and also it's Diwali at the moment, so that's fireworks every night as well at the moment. Right, so, Duncan, this is what I've got for you. All we do is make
up, break up. Not bad.
Yeah. Blue Cantrell, Sean Paul, Breathe.
Some interesting selections from you this week, Scott.
You said that with a really kind of weird smile on your face. What
you know, just kind of early 2000s R&B is your vibe at the moment?
Yeah, I'm trying to find different ways of winning. So that's my choice today, Duncan.
Or Dunk. I think you're trying to be over-friendly to Duncan to try and get the win today, but surely I've got a win with this banger. It is this.
Ooh.
It's Brooks that's Brothers, Tear You Down.
Oh, yeah.
Tune. Now, Duncan, you are a man of the police, so let's make sure there's no robberies here.
What are you going to choose?
Oh, yeah, we can't allow that, can we? But
I'm a massive fan of both of them.
I'm a massive fan of the Dictionary.
Come on, Duncan. Do the right
thing. I'm going to have to go with Scott.
What?
Sorry, Chris.
Yes, Dunk. Shine up and blue can't tell.
Oi, big boy. Greg, your radio show is...
Thank you, Gordon.
Radio 1 Breakfast.
With Greg James.
This podcast is a daily bit of nonsense. Come and
give us your unpopular opinion.
I believe dinosaurs
did
not exist.
Oh, come on.
Greg James.
If it sounds like your thing, then download it from the new BBC Sounds app. That sounds fancy, doesn't it?
Oh, I'm pulling it back now. I'm back. I'm back in the game.
A lot of people loving that. A lot of people saying that was a robbery from Duncan, the volunteer policeman there. Should arrest himself.
Last bangers of the week tomorrow, same time.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Tell you what, the Halsey Live Lounge earlier got me so in the feels, I was winded.
You're really bringing that back, aren't you?
Yeah.
Got me right in the feels.
Sometimes when people describe how they feel when they hear a good live lounge, I'm like, is that normal? Someone texted earlier to say their whole head was tingling. And because I'm a hypochondriac, I'd be calling NHS Direct at that opportunity. But I'm sure they're fine. It just really got to them.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. I'm not paranoid. No presenters ever are. But Chris has noticed something in the Radio 1 reception.
Yeah, you know, we've got these DJ cards with our faces on. They've always been black and white. But I've noticed a couple of them are now in colour. But not us.
Who's in colour?
Greg James.
Anyone else?
Nick Grimshaw, I think. Maybe even Clara. Yeah, but we're black and white.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Great.
Just us.
Right, so it's like when the lights go off on Take Me Out.
Yes, that's exactly it. We've had our lights turned off.
We've gone dark. What does it mean?
Scott Mills.
Radio.
Scott Mills here. Last week, we played this trick on Anne-Marie. First one we've done, and it was so good. So we put pop stars through to one of their biggest fans, or that's what we tell them anyway. The fan is actually Chris in another room, but we've called him Steve, and he's likeable but a bit awkward.
Steve. Steve.
Give me a sec, Steve. Hang on.
Sporty Spice.
Amory couldn't actually handle it last week. So, the fan is Chris in another room, and he's got all the answers to all the questions written down about that pop star. So it's like, well, it sounds like he knows everything about them to the point where it would start to freak you out, because you've got all the answers. You know what the questions are going to be.
Well, exactly. I will seem like a super fan.
It's really awkward, but people seem to really like it. Look, because we've done it a bit later than we said, we're always like, we want Steve, we want Steve. So Charlie XCX obviously knows nothing about this, comes in a few weeks ago, and I start by lulling her into a false sense of security by asking about her track with Troye Sivan, 1999.
Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way came out that year. Hit Me Baby One More Time came out that year. The right. Matrix, Titanic.
Iconic pop. Well, you've really done your 99 research.
I know. I won't be tripped up on any questions.
Was Troye Sivan a joy?
Oh, honestly. It's kind of weird. Like, I'm a creepy super fan of Troye Sivan.
Right.
Like, I love him. Like, yeah. I literally, like, when I look at him, it's like staring into the eyes of an angel.
How did it happen then? Was it just you two reaching out to each other, or?
Yeah, basically. So we knew each other because when I first moved half over to LA, I started throwing a lot of house parties, and he came to one.
Cool.
And we just got on really well, and he was super sweet, and we realised that we were actually working with a lot of the same people and had a lot of friends in common and stuff.
And fans of each other.
And we cut, yeah, fans basically. Of each other, basically. Maybe me more than him, I don't know. But we always spoke about doing something together, and then I got this song, I sent it to him, he liked it, and it just sort of happened, and he crushed it. He did his verse, and it was amazing, yeah.
Obsessed with your LA house parties.
Oh, yeah, they're kind of fun. They're a bit, like, crazy. Like, the first one I had, we just sort of, like, left the doors open, and then basically Ashton from 5 Seconds of Summer came and cut a tree down in my garden.
What?
But I didn't even know he was there until the next day, where we ended up in the same studio, and he was like, I was at your house last night and I cut a tree down with a saw.
Right, I mean, like, this is a whole podcast that we could do.
Sorry,
together,
I know, yeah.
Which is just like, you tell us about who popped around your house.
It was weird. I was like, oh, I didn't even know you were in my house.
Why did Ashton chop a tree down?
Maybe he was like, oh, I'm a man, give me the saw.
I can do it.
Yeah.
That's so good. It's really nice to see you. I've not seen you for ages. In a second, we're going to play a game where you will be asked some questions about you. So that's not too hard.
Okay.
If you remember stuff about yourself. But you will be against an absolute super fan.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm nervous.
Okay, so let's see who gets the most right answers next.
Scott Mills.
Okay, superfan Steve, which is just Chris, is ready to go again. So she's in the studio with me. Chris is in the Radio 1 office. She has no idea that Steve is actually Chris. It's time for Charlie XCX, superstar versus superfan. Do you like that?
I love it. Love it.
Because I just called you a superstar.
I love it. Thank you.
We've got a superfan on the line. So we asked a while back for, like, proper fans of you to get in touch, OK?
OK.
And obviously people are like, oh, yeah, I love her. But, like, we have got our team here to call them back, the people that applied, and ask them a series of questions to really kind of weed out the people that knew a little bit from the people that know, like, a lot.
OK.
OK? And we've got one of the people that know a lot about you on the line. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Scott Mills.
How are you? OK.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Steve. Now, how's it going?
Steve's quite nervous because, like, obviously he is speaking to his idol. But anyway.
Cool.
Charlie's really nice.
I'm nice, I promise.
Okay, good.
All right. So what we're going to do here, Steve, I've got a series of questions, okay?
Okay.
And what I'm going to do is I'll ask you to both say your names as soon as you know the answer, okay? So, Steve. Pardon?
Steve.
That's it. So you would say Steve. And Charlie, you would say?
Charlie.
Excellent. All right? Are we clear?
Yes.
Steve?
Yeah.
Fine, yeah?
Yeah, now.
Okay, no, I'm going to ask the questions, and then if you know the answer, say your name. Try Steve. That again. Pardon?
Steve.
That's it. Right, here we go. Superstar versus superfan.
I'm really competitive. I want to win.
Why is Charlie XCX called Charlie XCX?
Charlie!
Steve.
Oh.
Because it was my MSN screen name.
Correct.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Steve.
Where is Charlie XCX's father from?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Steve, Scotland.
Yeah, he's right.
It's correct.
Correct.
In May 2012, Charlie released her first mixtape. What was it called?
Steve.
Charlie.
Oh, Steve got in there first. Go.
Heartbreaks and Earthquakes.
Correct. Okay. Charlie once supported Coldplay on tour. Name all the members of Coldplay.
Come on. Charlie.
Go.
Chris. Andy. Will. Tom, that's a guess.
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Steve.
Yes.
Chris. Will. Guy.
Guy.
Johnny.
Correct.
Ah!
Did you say someone that wasn't in there, Tom?
Yeah, I panicked. That's fine. Panicked.
What is Charlie's favourite chocolate bar?
Steve.
Go.
Dark chocolate. What are they? Bourneville's.
Oh, yeah, it is Bourneville. He's right.
Okay.
I forgot.
Wow. What was her worst subject at school?
Charlie, maths? Dave. Maths?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Chemistry.
Yeah. Yeah, Steve, you're really freaking me out. How do you know all this stuff? You're in my brain.
Steve, how do you know that that's the right answer?
I'm just a big fan.
Okay. Favourite animal?
Steve.
Charlie!
Steve got there first.
Tiger, the white one.
Snow tiger, come on.
Snow tiger.
Come on, Steve, be accurate with the facts.
Is she left or right-handed?
Charlie.
Steve.
I'm right-handed,
yeah.
I had to check.
Right-handed, yes, you are. You did that by actually putting out the right hand there. Favourite fruit?
Steve.
Go on.
Kiwi.
Yeah.
Least favourite TV show?
Steve.
Go on.
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Why don't you not like that?
I don't think it's that funny.
I don't get it.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good.
I watched it on a plane once because there was not much else to watch.
Right.
I was like,
didn't feel
funny.
It.
No.
You went.
And aren't there like 15 million series? It's like that
pisses
me off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like Suits.
Billion.
Name of the first person Charlie kissed?
Steve.
Still Charlie.
Go on, Steve.
Rob.
Okay, who is Steve? Who is Steve and how does he know so much? This is a prank.
Have I won?
Charlie, you were correct to think that might be the case because Steve isn't really a super fan at all. You do have super fans, but Steve is not one of them. He's Chris that works on the show. I'm sorry, Charlie.
Scott, I hate you.
Sorry.
I hate you. I thought I had a super fan. Now I've just got this guy, Chris. Tragedy.
Thank you so much for coming in. It's so good to see you. I hope it doesn't mean there won't be any more visits.
BBC.
Radio 1.
When you corrected her on chemistry. No, chemistry.
Wow.
Scott Mills.
Some people are concerned that they've missed superfan Steve.
Steve.
Like Ash. You have, but you can get it on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. BBC Sounds app is what you want for that. Also, have you seen BBC Sounds social media? What's their beef with me?
Oh, yeah, they're getting really beefy with you. They keep putting pictures of you up from Strictly, like where you've got a real orange face. And saying that you look like Trump or something.
Right, yeah, I don't know what the problem is.
And then I saw another one where they were having a go at you in the crab suit.
Yeah.
One of those dating app pictures, you know, real life versus what you get.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really going for you.
Hey, the festive bakes are out tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
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 Also, do you know what I didn't have this year? A pumpkin spice latte. Because they couldn't get them. Because that shows you everyone in London had the same basic idea as me.
Scott Mills.
Gutted for you, Kat in Sheffield. Went vegetarian 3 days ago. Can't have a festive bake now. It's really bad timing. I'm guessing you can't even have wafer-thin ham. Is wafer-thin ham allowed?
Yeah, I'm never sure on that one.
Where's that from, Gavin and Stacey?
Yeah.
Remember Pamela?
Yeah, you can treat yourself to a cheese and onion bake, though.
Get involved with cheese and onion. Yeah, just no meats. Chris, you know Superfan Steve, which is you?
Yes.
We found his first superfan.
Oh, great.
This feature is eating itself. Hello, ads. Hello.
How are we doing?
Steve. Oh, yeah, you're as awkward as Steve. You're right.
Yeah, good, mate. You?
Yeah, you're loving Steve at the moment, aren't you?
Mate, he's great. I absolutely love him, but there's one thing with it, right? You know, if you're going to be a superfan, he's got the answers in front of him. I just think he's got to be a bit sharper.
Bit sharper?
You know? Yeah, you know, he's got the answers wrote down in front of him, mate. He needs to be a bit more like, Steve, you know, straight away.
Yeah, you raise a good point. Yeah. You raise a good point there.
Yeah, he has got the answers written down.
I did. Do you know what the problem that we had is? Scott had all the questions, and I had all the questions, obviously. But Scott decided to ask the questions all out of order, so I was struggling to keep up a little bit. So I was saying, Steve, it wasn't quick enough because I wasn't sure I had the answer. But yeah, you're right. We'll make it snappier next time. All fine, Steve.
I want to audition for the job, mate. I reckon we could have a Steve off.
Okay, go on,
Steve
then.
Off.
Yeah. Okay, you start, ads.
Steve.
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 Might leave you two to it.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1, another listener finds out where they were conceived on Where Do You Think They Were. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. We can lose the output, please, guys. Yeah. Okay, cool. Today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast is a winner, Chris Stark.
Yeah, totally agree.
Today's Scott Mills Daily is a winner, Chris Stark.
Yep, agreed.
More of your local stories that would never make it as national news, but in your area, huge. Also, why Christmas parties are my absolute worst time of year. It's quite stressful for me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Please try and relate. Also, Charlie XCX is the next pop star to meet superfan Steve, who knows everything about her because it's actually Chris with the answers in front of him next door. But we don't tell Charlie that, obviously.